We turn to 761, please. When we learn something of the life of Joseph Anstice, the author of this hymn, we can understand and appreciate it much better. He was taught as a child by his uncle, who was rector of a parish near Bridgewater, and he went on to Christ College, Oxford, where he had an outstanding career, winning prizes and obtaining a double first. At the very early age of 22, he was appointed professor of classical literature at King's College, London. And within 3 years, his health failed, and in 1836, at the age of 28, he died. All of his hymns were dictated to his wife, we are told, in the last few weeks of his life. During the mornings, right up until the time of his death, when he generally felt brighter, he would give his time to his pupils. And in the afternoon, it said that when he felt the oppression of his illness, he would dictate his hymns to his wife. 52 of them were published a few weeks after his death. The original title of this hymn was Rest and Peace in Christ, a condition which Joseph Anstice felt as suffering from consumption. He passed slowly into eternity. 762, teach me thy way, or 761, I beg your pardon. O Lord, how happy should we be.